going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Still trying to wrap my head around it, but I'm excited. Like I said, like it's a crazy, surreal moment. And you know, once I step foot and touch down in Chicago, I'm gonna meet those guys, and we're gonna get to work, and it's gonna be fun.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That is one of the Bears' new running backs, Kyle Manongai. For now, he is a Bears running back because let's remember he is a 7th-round pick.
What is that? What is that immediate caveat? Think he's not going to make the team?
Usually those guys get cut.
Isaiah Pacheco didn't get cut.
He did not.
That's a 7th-rounder.
From Rutgers.
From Rutgers. Yeah. Terrell Davis was a 6th-rounder. Arian Foster was undrafted. Aaron Jones was a 5th-rounder.
I disagree with Arian Foster being undrafted. I saw a movie that said otherwise.
Like, there's the 7th round, they happen. Julian Edelman, Marcus Colston, Shannon Sharp. Like, sometimes there's dudes who don't have the speed.
Skip.
Who actually do end up having, yeah, do end up having the football skills. Shannon Sharp might go number one in a released text exchange draft. It's a deep pool, though. There's a lot of people
in
there.
All of us have been there.
Well, I mean, in some ways.
Maybe not there, though, because that's a lot.
That's it is a lot.
But we don't kink shame on this show.
I hadn't gone that far down the running back scouting list in detail. Like, I didn't do a deep dive on Kyle Manongai before the draft. I'll hold up a hand on that, point of thumb. But now I have.
And?
I really, really like this pick, man.
Why?
Because DeAndre Swift is here, and they're going to use him. He will be Sonic for, you know, not as good as Gibbs, but he's the speed guy, right? They need a Knuckles. They needed a David Montgomery.
So wait, are you saying that you have to build the roster while looking at the Detroit players and then finding the avatar on the Bears roster?
I would like everybody to rewind for full conversation on the Odyssey app to the 3 o'clock top of the hour segment. This guy fits what they need in that backfield. Powerful runner. Dudes bounce off him. He's a one-cut guy, really good for inside zone. Good nose for short yardage. Patient, decisive. He's one of those guys that always falls forward and finishes his run. And he wears teams down, you know? I mean, 1,200 yards 2 years in a row for Rutgers. Never fumbled once. No drops as a receiver out of the backfield. 707 touches with no fumbles. 2-time team captain for that guy. And by the way, same 40 time as Montgomery, 4.62 to 4.60. And Montgomery's one of those guys whose game speed is faster.
Agreed.
And I think this is a guy whose game speed is faster. So look, his top sprint speed at the combine was actually pretty good. And this is, I love the way he runs. He's got, we've talked about it a lot, man. You need somebody with a nose for short yardage and somebody who like falls forward and is patient and smart in tight space. This kid is that in a way that DeAndre Swift absolutely is not. I could see this kid getting utilized and getting some run, much like Isaiah Pacheco did as a rookie seventh rounder.
I think you dismiss Swift too much. Like, I know that he wasn't a star for the Bears last year, but I thought when my issue with him is that he doesn't stick with the run enough. Like, he often will freestyle and
bounce
it. Doesn't
follow his blockers, yeah.
But in those moments when he didn't, I thought he did fine. But I agree, they definitely need someone else that's going to help carry the load a little bit back there. I'm interested in this guy. Like, I'm very interested because the contact balance, you see him running away in some cases from defenders. You see him bouncing off defenders.
Uh-huh.
I love that the yards per game went up from the junior year to the senior year, where they were asking him to do a lot there at Rutgers, and he wasn't afraid of the moment. Like, that to me is a good sign.
Absolutely. Now look, they told us this was a deep, deep running back draft, and this kid went in round 7. Devin Neal from Kansas went in round 7. That's another real dude. There were like third and fourth round grades on both of those guys in some ways. But I like him. I think he fits the mix. I think he's got a real shot to be used as an inside guy when Swift is used as an outside guy in combo. But they're not done. There's a report out of Cleveland that Nick Chubb, from Ken Carmen, the sports radio voice in Cleveland, that Nick Chubb is not going to sign with the Browns and is going to sign with an NFC North team.
What if I told you that team was the Lions? They're in the NFC North.
That's true. They've got a couple running backs who play a lot.
They do.
If you're Nick Chubb, isn't it? It's kind of attractive to think about coming to the Bears as possibly being in the mix.
I think it's honestly... I don't think there's, right now, unfortunately for the Bears, I don't think there's a team in the division that it's not attractive to go play for.
But if you're dreaming of being a starter or like rebuilding your value as a lead back.
What if you're dreaming of finally winning because of what your career has been and what you've been asked to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know Nick Chubb. I don't know his motivations.
I don't know Mike DeCourcy.
I don't know OB. Either. That's an old one. Thank you, Denny. Right? You don't know OB. But, I mean, they'll probably get some other free agent back, right? I've heard people talk about J.K. Dobbins and then this Chubb rumor. But I like this kid, and I like the possibility of him having an impact and running hard.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because we actually know someone who covered Rutgers football, strangely enough. Because he covers all of the Big Ten. And he's a lifelong Chicagoan. Mike Hall is going to join us to talk about the Bears draft and their running back from Rutgers. You don't want to miss it. It's next here on The Score.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.